Chris Daniels joins us from King 5 Seattle. Gary Bettman in town making a personal visit with the Seattle mayor and some executives. Chris, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Good. How are things in lovely Edmonton?
They are good. They are great. Seattle's, you know, you got the Seahawks, of course. They're going crazy. They love the Seahawks there. Maybe the loudest building I've ever been to of any pro sports building. You got the Sounders. Of course, you got the Mariners. You know, hockey would probably come in because they would need NBA and maybe need number six. How much of a red flag is it to you, Chris, that NHL only comes if the NBA is there?
Well, I think that's been one of the debates as this has gone on over the last few years here in Seattle is whether Seattle can support both an NBA and NHL franchise in addition to Major League Baseball, Major League Soccer, football, the University of Washington. There's a lot of sports entertainment dollar that is stretching here in the Seattle region. But, you know, as far as the NHL is concerned, this was kind of a statement meeting. This is the strongest statement yet from the National Hockey League about their interest in Seattle with Gary Bettman and Bill Daly physically coming to the city to meet with the mayor and the executive and go over what the NHL calls the arena plan here.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's obviously the most significant thing when it comes to landing a franchise. That holds true for Seattle, virtually any city that doesn't have an NHL facility now. What has to happen before that all comes into place? Do you have to have one before the other, or can you do
it? It's a bit complicating in the NHL in terms of whether the league could place a team here. What's going on is there's been an arena plan that's been approved by the city and the county councils here.
Yep.
And the one caveat is there's an environmental review that's being conducted right now that has to be approved, and that may not happen until September. And the way the language is crafted, construction would not begin until that environmental review is done and an NBA franchise is acquired by Chris Anthem and Steve Ballmer. And as you're probably aware, last year the NBA rejected them and their purchase of the Sacramento Kings. That same language doesn't call for construction to begin if an NHL team came here. So there would likely have to be some modifications, and it's very likely what Bettman and Daly were here to talk about. If they are to issue an expansion franchise to Seattle, what's the likelihood that memorandum of understanding on the arena can be recrafted? And everyone that I've talked to surrounding that deal, whether they be with the city, the county, or the Chris Hansen group, has no stomach to rewrite that MOU to allow an NHL team to come here first. And so that's why, even with that meeting yesterday, a lot would have to happen in the next month for the NHL to go to the Board of Governors meeting and say, hey, let's move on Seattle now.
Does Seattle believe that the NBA will automatically be more successful than the NHL?
The way the language on the deal was crafted, they talked at length about the NBA versus the NHL and having two tenants versus having one tenant. And the belief is with the NBA and franchise values that are higher in the NBA than they are in the NHL, that if everything went south on the arena deal and with the NBA, that the city would not be left hung out to dry. They don't feel the same way with the NHL. With NHL franchise value so low, say if somebody was to declare bankruptcy and pull out of an arena, that's where it's a little bit different and why Seattle has kind of hung its hat, so to speak, on the NBA. And also there's history with the NBA. As you well know, the Sonics left this city after 41 years in 2008. People are aware of the NBA, have followed the NBA, and you can't say the same thing about the National Hockey League. But with all that said, the National Hockey League is very interested because of the proximity to Vancouver and a potential built-in rivalry with Vancouver and an I-5 showdown and all the fans that exist down in the Lower Mainland and also in your area in Edmonton and southern Alberta, that those would be fans that would make the trek here. There's already a minor league hockey system in Western Washington with two teams, Everett and also Seattle Thunderbirds, which play down in Kent. There's a team down in Portland. There's a team in Wenatchee. There's a team in Spokane. That there are a lot of hockey fans that exist right now in Western Washington that the NHL believes would help kickstart a franchise if it was to come here.
Yeah, the number of fans is where I was going to go next. Obviously, a facility in the NBA is the big topic. But, you know, hockey has a long history in Seattle. The old Western Hockey League that the Vancouver Canucks were in before they went to the NHL. I covered the Western Hockey League when it became the junior circuit with the Thunderbirds. I don't remember hockey in Seattle being particularly well supported, except in playoffs. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Is there a real hardcore pocket of hockey fans that remain in Seattle that would come out for the game at the NHL level? And how many people are we talking about?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of things that can be said about that. The hockey fan base, besides the fans that exist for those minor league franchises, the adult hockey league that exists here has always claimed they're one of the largest adult hockey leagues in the United States, participating, playing on local community rinks, and that exists there. You also have this kind of factor with the NHL, and one of the reasons why likely the NHL is interested in Seattle is a certain newness. The Sounders here have been a phenomenon with Major League Soccer, with over 40,000 or close to 40,000 fans a night. The NHL looks at that, looks at the rivalry that the Sounders have with Vancouver and Portland. Those are selling points as well. As far as the arena is concerned, though, guys, Key Arena is not an optimal long-term hockey facility. And that's why the NHL doesn't want to commit to Seattle without some sort of certainty about the new arena, because you're looking at 11 to 13,000 fans a game in a rink that is off center. There'd be one side that would have VIP sections on it up against the glass, but no seats. You've seen this before in places like Brooklyn and in the Cal Palace and down in Phoenix when teams have gone in there. It's not an optimal solution, but it all depends on marketing and how it's built from the ground up, and igniting the interest in the fan base. Those are all factors, and probably why the NHL doesn't want to make a rush decision.
Realistically, Chris, what would you say? 3 years, 2 years? Like, what would be a realistic timeline to think the NHL might come to Seattle?
Well, the reason why you see the top two commissioners meeting with the top two elected here last week is there is a bit of a timeline to make a decision with the Board of Governors meeting coming up in June. You figure if the league wants to make a serious decision like expansion, it would come at that time. So you've kind of got the NHL, to borrow a basketball term, putting on the full court press here. But even if they were to make a decision, you're still looking at probably a couple of years away, and you'd want to build up that infrastructure and that interest and that ticket base and corporate support. So the NHL wouldn't be playing at Key Arena for years on end. So you're still looking at a couple of years away, even if a decision was made soon.
Fans in Seattle, do they want the NHL?
There are. I just saw a bunch of them over the weekend that would love to see professional hockey, the National Hockey League here in Seattle. And again, going back to the Sounders, there's a certain unknown and newness with the National Hockey League versus the NBA. A lot of people still have a bad taste in their mouth about how the NBA left Seattle. The NHL wouldn't have that same issue coming in.